You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today we feature the candidates running for the 1st District Supervisor's seat and their views on the drug culture and 215 in Humboldt County. Up first is Rex Bone.
Medical marijuana is something that is beneficial to select people, especially for glaucoma, people being treated for cancer. That's what it originally was brought online for. It's just an element that it has created such it's a big part of our, Humboldt. You go outside the country and you mention you're from Humboldt County, and it's the first thing that comes to mind. Used to be redwood trees, and it's just and I guess it is the proliferation of the internet and everything that goes with it, but it just seems like the crime and the environmental element that comes with it. I don't know if it's a terrible, terrible trade-off that we're looking at.
Annette DeModena is also running for the 1st District seat, and here's an excerpt from her interview.
I favor the use of medical marijuana and its legalization. However, it's the federal government that needs to re-examine the benefits of what medical marijuana can do for our citizens and change the law before legalization can happen. I'm not for the abuse of marijuana or the use of its growing operations under a 215 card when the wattage used in the houses and the apartments from these extensive grows can cause fires.
And as of yet, we've been unable to get Cheryl Seidner in for her interview, but when we do, we'll pass that along as well. You can hear the full interviews of all candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today we feature the candidates running for the 1st District Supervisor's seat and their views on the drug culture and 215 in Humboldt County. Up first is Rex Bone.
Medical marijuana is something that is beneficial to select people, especially for glaucoma, people being treated for cancer. That's what it originally was brought online for. It's just an element that it has created it's a big part of our, Humboldt. You go outside the country and you mention you're from Humboldt County, and it's the first thing that comes to mind. Used to be redwood trees, and it's just, and I guess it is the proliferation of the internet and everything that goes with it, but it just seems like the crime and the environmental element that comes with it. I don't know if it's a terrible, terrible trade-off that we're looking at.
Annette DeModena is also running for the 1st District seat, and here's an excerpt from her interview.
I favor the use of medical marijuana and its legalization. However, it's the federal government that needs to re-examine the benefits of what medical marijuana can do for our citizens and change the law before legalization can happen. I'm not for the abuse of marijuana or the use of its growing operations under a 215 card when the wattage used in the houses and the apartments from these extensive grows can cause fires.
And as of yet, we've been unable to get Cheryl Seidner in for her interview, but when we do, we'll pass that along as well. You can hear the full interviews of all candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.